Blog Talk Radio.
Chag Hanukkah, Sameah, happy Hanukkah, yes I, Maccabee, Fighting Ida Days, Shabbat Shalom, yes I, Senbet Salam, hear, hear, hear.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever, for 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed, 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 refreshed. Beni u vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Eta HaShemayim ve'eta HaAretz Uwa v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, Shavat, Vayinah, 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 Vayinah. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I v'le'olam. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, he who be, we be made, Asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, Eta HaShemayim, the heavens, Ueta HaAretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, Uvayom HaShavi. And on the seventh day, U Bayom HaShabi'i Shavata Wayayina 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 Wayayina. He ceased from work. Shavat, Shavat, Shavat Wayinafash, Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinaf Naf 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 Naf.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu, Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Messiah, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them.
Hey.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Shabbat peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings are from the country land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey,
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your Amen. 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 Torah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inslasya.
The home place is due for
Jagat and is terrible among men, even no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men, even no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch your weak heart tremble. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Besim'ab, wewelid, wemenfes kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbet ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilk, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Play my cards so loud with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take all them shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down, so the spirit stop to be against them that persecute me. Fear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'm a seller.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you my salvation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the TJIF, thank you. Rastafari, it is Friday right here, here, here. We're at the sixth day of Hanukkah, the festival of lights, of illumination here, the Maccabees. Maccabees fighting Isla Day here, day six. And at day six, we're at the first day of the Hebrew month of Tebet, or some say Tevet. Now, in the civil calendar, it's like the fourth month, but in the ecclesiastical calendar, in order to web in scripture from April, May, here we're in the 10th month of what's referred to often as the ecclesiastical, the religious year. And this coincides with parts of December and January right here, here, here. So here for the reading from HaTorah here during the time of the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah, we have Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15, and Numbers chapter 7, one of the first, we could say Hanukkahs or Livication in the KJV, the dedication. Also found in the New Testament in John's Gospel, John chapter 10, round about verse 22. Numbers here, we have Numbers chapter 7 for the first Hanukkah, the livication of the priests, of the princes of Yisrael, the Nesim. The Nesim of Yisrael, the 12 princes of the 12 tribes, they offered their offerings for the livication of HaMizbeach, of the altar. Here, Numbers chapter 7, verse 42 to Numbers chapter 7, verse 47. So here for the Chodesh Tevet, or the 10th moon, the 10th month, we also have the 10th Torah reading and feeding. That is Mikait, sometime interpreted at the end. At the end, so here, coming to the fulfillment even of this year, right here. So at this particular time, in this particular season, we have the word sound, the baraka for the new moon, for the new month, right here, and the word sound from I and I fellow Haber, I and I fellow right here, Ras Yifteya, on the Rosh Chodesh, the new month, new moon, baraka, the blessing of the new month, the new moon right here.
A Rosh Chodesh blessing for a good and prosperous new month. Yehi ratzon melefonecha Yahweh Eloheinu ve'elohe aboteinu sheit chadesh eleinu chodesh tob. Be'adoneinu Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, that you renew for us a good month in our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Yes. So the 10-10, 10th month. Also, we have the 10th Torah reading and feeding. And right here, we have Hanukkah, the festival, the Feast of Lights, the Maccabee fighting Isla Day. And the reading here from the fourth book of Maccabees, we have the sixth chapter here for the sixth day. But firstly, foremostly, on this Isla Day, set apart day.
Holiday, a break from separation. brink of your salvation.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. The last thing goes off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass.
Holiday, afraid from separation. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
No, miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
Holiday, a break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation.
Tevet. So here we have the 10th moon, the 10th month, when counting according to the first moon, the first month in Torah Abib. Here we are at the 10th moon, the 10th month. In the civil calendar, we're roughly right here around the fourth moon. So here, this month, the 10th month here, the 10th Torah reading and feeding, and these Torah reading and feedings have a lot of scenes of dreams, of visions and dreams. And here in the winter months, in the winter moons, we have the 10th month. And this is a solemn month, a moon of reflection. Interesting, the connection of the moon and the reflection, but it's a month, a moon of reflection. We have Psalm 104. Verse 19 that reads, he made the moon to mark the season. He made the moon, Asa, Yareach, moon. Le Moedim, Le Moedim, Le Moedim. Asa Yareach Le Moedim. He made the moon, the Yareach, to mark or for of the seasons, the Moedim, the appointed times, the appointed seasons. So here we have from the Sefer Tehillim, Mezmor Dawit, Psalms of David, Psalm 104, verse, part of verse 19. Asa Yareach Le Moedim. He made the moon to mark the season. So Rosh Chodesh, Rosh, the head, Chodesh. Chodesh is not the moon. Chodesh comes from the Chadash, like Adis, the word for new, renew. So here the head of the new, referring to the new month, the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh Tebet. It marks the 10th moon of the ecclesiastical, the churchical, according to the Torah calendar, when counting from the first month, according to the scriptures, known in the scripture as Abib, Abib, and it has a similar origin in its root, like Abeba, Abeba, or flower, referring to the barley harvest. Nowadays, the month is called by the later naming of it, Nisan, Nisan, when counting from the first month, the first moon around April, May. Now, this moon was the fateful month that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem. This month, the 10th month, the 10th moon, was the fateful month or moon that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem, before HaHekal, before the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house, the Beit HaMikdash, was destroyed in 586 B.C. You can refer to 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1, Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 1, and Ezekiel, the prophet, chapter 24, verses 1 to 2. Now, the name of the 10th month is explicitly called Tevet in the scripture, Tevet or Tevet in the scripture, in Esther chapter 2, verse 16. So you find the name of the month, the moon, Tevet. That means there should be a metaphysical Bible dictionary reference. Be interesting to look at it and to share it. But moving forward right here, Rosh Chodesh Tevet is sometimes observed as one day and sometimes as two, because the preceding month, the preceding moon, Kislev, is sometimes full. And what it means by sometimes full, Hebraically, Judaically, that's to say that the month, it consists of 30 days. Usually a lunar moon, a lunar month is 28 days. But Kislev, the ninth month, the ninth moon, is sometimes full, consisting of 30 days, and sometimes it's deficient, consisting of only 29 days, with a two-day Rosh Chodesh. The first day is the 30th day of the preceding month, the preceding moon, in other words, Kislev 30th, Shalosha, and its second day is the first day of the following month, the following moon. Now, also what's interesting about this 10th month, this 10th moon, Hebraically, Judaically, from the first Torah month, we have the Septuagint translation. That is, the 8th of Tevet is traditionally recognized as the date when the oldest translation of the Torah, which is referred to by them as the ancient Greek Targum, Targum in the Hebrew is translation. In the Amharic, it's like Tergum, but in the Hebrew, Targum. So the ancient Greek Targum translation called the Septuagint or the LXX. basically of the 70. The 70 LXX, the Septuagint translation of the 70, was finished. So it's on the 8th of Tebet, the 8th of this 10th month, 10th moon. Now, according to the early sages, quote, King Ptolemy the second of the 3rd century BC once gathered 72 elders, placed them in 72 separate chambers without revealing to them why they were summoned. He entered each one's room and said, write for me the Torah of Moses, your teacher, of Moshe, your teacher, into Greek, into the Koine, Coptic Koine Greek. God put it in the heart of each one to translate identically, it is said, as all the others did, according to a tractate Megillah 9. Now note, however, that the circumstances and the motives surrounding this translation were suspect from the beginning. After all, what would motivate a so-called Greek, a Gracchi king of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet, to test Yehudi, Judean scholars in this way? While the Judahite tradition, it concedes that it was miraculous that the sages all translated the Torah, HaTorah, using the same Greek constructions. They generally decry the, quote, freezing. What is decried is the freezing of the text into a particular interpretation. Since HaTorah, the Torah, the Hebrew scriptures, is considered essentially untranslatable. In other words, let's just say there are many layers of meaning. There's many layers of meaning that are only revealed through the original Hebrew text, and those layers revealed to those as they are seeing and reading it. So in other words, the freezing of the text is like when people say KJV, the King James Version. So King James translated something a certain way, and say the scholars translated that way, and it was what they understood and what they knew. But then later on, a better reading of the same Hebrew text comes about, and perhaps a different word or a different translation. People in the Western Gentile tradition would get very confused because they're used to seeing it in their languages. So this is what was decried, the freezing of the text into a particular interpretation, since the Hebrew Torah is considered essentially untranslatable in the sense of not just one translation. Let me just give an example right here, Iodonis right here with the Royal Amharic. In looking at the English KJV and the HSV, Haile Selassie's Bible, many times we can see that the English basically says, you know, something similar, right? And therefore, we would regard the English as being basically accurate. But as you study and go through the wording of it, there are other layers of translation. So therefore, as it was said about Amharic, I think in the book, The Mission, by Hans Wilhelm Lockert, Hans William, but they'll say Wilhelm, he's German, Wilhelm Lockert, in his particular book, The Mission, he says, if we quote it and remember it correctly, that Amharic, some phrases in Amharic could have possibly up to 17 different translations. What that means is that translating from the way the Amharic or the Afro-Shemitic is set up into another language could possibly yield a variety of nuances. So the one who has a basic good understanding of the Afro-Semitic, like Amharic or even the Biblical Hebrew, is able to see more of those layers while at the same time seeing it all within the Afro-Semitic language. So that's what is being brought out, saying that the Torah essentially is untranslatable, or it cannot be easily limited into one vulgar or Western Gentile translation if you can really see and understand the original text. But critical scholarship, it shows that there are textual variants between the Koine, the Coptic Koine Greek text of the Septuagint, and the Masoretic text, which is the received text that is used nowadays and is regarded as being authoritative. The Dead Sea Scrolls tend to confirm the Hebrew. So even with versions being found, such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, they tend to confirm the Hebrew that underlies the Greek text, some say over the present Masoretic text. And just as another little note here, we also find it interesting when we look at the Royal Amharic of His Majesty's Bible, or even some of the Gutters manuscripts that we have access to see the nuances, those nuances. But though it must be stressed right here that the majority of these variations tend to be quite minor, or what we mean by minor, or what is meant by minor, a grammatical change or perhaps a spelling difference. It might have the same word, but might be missing, you know, a glide letter like a yod or wow, like the Y or the W, you know, letter. It's understood that this is still the word right there. But after the second century AD, however, most of the Judaic world regarded the Septuagint as an untrustworthy translation. So it's interesting to note that after the second century AD, that much of the Judaic world, second century, like after 200 AD, most of the Judaic world regarded Septuagint as an untrustworthy translation and associated it with Hellenistic or the Greek influences and corruption, which is another interesting note when we speak about Maccabees, the Maccabees Bible, the Book of Maccabees, and what actually occurred, that fighting holiday, those holidays, that holy war, resisting assimilation into the Gracchoi, the Greek, and the Hellenistic world, resisting the Hellenistic influences, as we say, like resisting the, you know, whitewashing, white supremacy, the counterfeit Christianity. But unfortunately, the Christian world, the Western Gentile Christian world, endorsed the Septuagint as, quote, authoritative, end quote. And they perpetrated its literal use instead of studying the Hebrew text and the Judaic methods of exegesis of interpretation. Ones may wonder if much of the heresy that is called replacement theology, make a note of what they call replacement theology, does not trace back to this decision of the early church, the Western Gentile church. Let's specify that right there, because there is a difference between the Romanist church, the Northern Romanist church, and the Eastern churches, the Neophysite churches, like the Ethiopian Orthodox and her sister churches. But this replacement theology heresy, tracing back to the decision of the early Western Gentile church leaders to abandon the Hebrew text for the Greek. So the Ace of Tevet is sometimes regarded as a fast day. Because of these reasonments and more, the Ace of Tevet, the day in which it is said the Septuagint translation had come about, is sometimes regarded as a fast day because the Greek Septuagint is considered a work of assimilation that abandoned the Judaic identity and culture for the cause of Hellenism. So there's a particular interesting argument to be made there, especially at this time in this season of Maccabees, the Maccabees fighting holiday, and the Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of lights. One more point right here before we ride up with the sixth reading from the fourth book of Maccabees, but a little bit more on the significance of this particular time, the time, the reason for the season. The fast of Tebet, the fast of the 10th moon, the 10th month. There is the Asara Bet Tebet, right? The 10th, right? Asara Bet Tebet, the 10th of Tebet. This is a sunrise to sunset fast day that recalls the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon in 587 BC. And the beginning of the battle that ultimately would destroy Hahekah, that would destroy the temple, or more directly, the temple of the first temple of Shlomo, the first temple, Solomon's temple, and send the Yehudi, the Yehudim, the Judahites, the Judeans, and the black Jews into the 70-year Babylonian exile. Now, in modern Israel, the Esra B'Tevet also marks the day that the Kaddish, the Kedase, the sacred liturgy, is recited for people whose date or place of death is unknown. So this also marks a day within the Hebrew, the Judaic liturgy, the Kaddish, like the Kedase in Ethiopic, the Kaddish, right? The holy service is recited for people whose date or place of death is unknown. This has resulted in a day of mourning for many of the Yehudim, the Jews, the Judahites who perished during the Holocaust, during the European and the European Jewish Holocaust. But seeing that this particular date and this particular time does have ancient significance with Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and the Babylonian invasion and the Babylonian exile of the southern kingdom of the tribe of Judah, it'll be important for us to study this as well for Jah people. Now, many of the services normally include prayers of repentance on this day, or the selichot, of prayers of forgiveness, repentance, penitent prayers, and the Torah portion, it recalls, right, the story of the idolatry of the golden calf, or rather, more correctly, the molten calf that had a little bit of gold. Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 to Exodus chapter 34, verse 10. One more point right here before we ride up. The Esra B'Tevet, the 10th of the 10th month, the 10th moon, 10-10, and the birth of Moshiach, the birth of the Messiah. Now, among Messianic, you know, Judaic scholars like one named Alfred Edersheim, he wrote that an early Aramaic source, a document called the Scroll of Fast or the Megillat Ta'anit, right, the fast, the scroll fast, or the scroll of fast. This included additional commentary in the medieval Hebrew called the Sholom, right, that may refer to the ninth of Tebet as the day of Yeshua's birth. This is what is particularly interesting, that there's an ancient scroll, the Megillat Ta'anit, the scroll of fast, that is said to have a commentary in medieval Hebrew that may refer to the ninth of the 10th moon as the day of Yeshua's birth, sometime during late December within the Gregorian calendars, like around this particular time right here. Note that the Judaic history regards the month of Tebet to be one of national tragedy. So from the ancient history and even modern Judaism regards this month to be a month of national tragedy, marking the beginning of the destruction of the Holy Temple by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in 587 BC. After the destruction of the second temple in 70 AD, the early sages might have associated, perhaps, right, the birth of Yeshua as yet another reason for mourning the loss of Hahekah, the loss of the temple, on this particular date. Now, there's more about the controversy and some of the reasonings concerning the birth of Yeshua, right? And there's another article, you know, was Yeshua really born on December 25th? Just to point that out right there. Some might say, well, it was the 7th of January. Is clearly from the narrative that when the wise men, right? We have the date when the wise men come forward. They meet Yeshua in at home. And this, from our study, appears to be the real significance of the nativity or Lidet, right? The Lidet, like announcing that he, the Savior, has been born. But here, again, for the Rosh Chodesh Tov, good new moon, 10th moon, month of dreams, month of visions and dreams in the winter time, the winter moons right here, here, here.
The Rosh Chodesh Baraka, the Rosh Chodesh blessing. The following, a simplified Baraka blessing, can be recited to celebrate and elevate the new moon, the new month, and to ask Yahweh El Shaddai, he who be who he be, I and I, all sufficient supply to help you, to help I and I in this coming season. Yehi ratzon milfaneka Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu shetechadesh aleinu chodesh tov be'adoneinu Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen. May it be your will, O Adonai, Adonai, I and I Elohim, the Elohim, Elohei Hailiai of I and I fathers, that you renew for us, for I and I, a good moon, a good month in I and I, Adonai, Be Adonin, our Lord, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. Rosh Chodesh Tov Chavrim. Rosh Chodesh Tov.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia, 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 this man was born, this man was born,
this man was born, this man was born there. And here, 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 today's daily psalm is Psalm 87. Very interesting here in the season. That was a little clip, a little excerpt of today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, we have Psalm 87, just to share, look who share right here of Psalm 87, right here, 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 before riding up with day six. Here at day six, yes, I, Rastafari, bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it, yes, I, here, 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 full of
Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Selah. Psalm 87. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish him. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Tyre, with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. To them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And Babylon to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon to them. Mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. I'll make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there.
For his foundation is in all the mountains. Lord, God loved the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rahab and Babylon and to them that know I hold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her, as well as the singer. And the players upon instruments shall be there. All my strings are this. Lord God Jehoshaphat, highly Selassie the first shall come. When he writeth of the people, that this man was born there.
In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I hear the I-90, the I-Lake of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We're in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. Man, I heal the I-90, the I-legs of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Midnight right there. Vaughn, Brother Vaughn. Psalm 87. So here, before we ride up with the reading from HaTorah for the sixth day, I'd like to share the Amharic right here. Today's psalm. Kintubi, Psalm 87. Kintubi Dub.
Mazmur 86. Bakanif 87. የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር መሰረቶቹ በተቀደሱ ተራሮች ናቸው። ከያዕቆብ ድንኳኖች ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር የጽዮንን ደጆች ይወዳቸዋል። የእግዚአብሔር ከተማ ሆይ ባንቺ የተከበረ ነገር ይባላል። የሚያውቁኝን ረአብንና ባቢሎንን አስባቸዋለሁ። እነሆ ፍልስጤማውያን ጢሮስም የኢትዮጵያም ሕዝብ እነዚህ በዚያ ተወለዱ። ሰው እናታችንን ጽዮንን ይላል፣ በውስጧም ሰው ተወለደ። እርሱ ራሱም ልዑል መሰረታት። እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ በውስጧም ለተወለዱት አለቆቿ በመጽሐፍት ይነግራቸዋል። ባንቺም የሚኖሩ ሁሉ ደስ እንደሚላቸው ይነግራቸዋል። መዝሙር 86 በቅንፍ 87
Psalm 87 His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, This and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs, all my springs are in thee. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
So here we pick up with Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to 15 here for day 6 of Hanukkah. Here we have the order of offerings, fourth book of Moses, fourth book of the Torah, known as Bamidbar in the Hebrew, in the wilderness, Bamidbar here called Numbers. Here, Numbers chapter 28, the order of offerings. B'Shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruacha Kadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be the One. B'Shem Ha'av V'Wolid V'Menfes Kadosh Ahadu Amlak. Numbers chapter 28, verses 1-15. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, saying, Command the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and say to them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor to me, shall ye all observe to offer to me in their due season. And thou shalt say to them, This is the offering made by fire, that ye that y'all shall offer
to Jehovah. Two lambs of the first year without spot day by day for a continual itinual olah, burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, the boker, and the other lamb shalt thou offer in at even, at the arev, and a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a minkah, a meal offering, mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. It is a continual itinual olah tamid that was ordained in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, Ba'esh, to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and the nesek, the drink offering thereof, shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. In the Kodesh, in the holy place, the Isle of Place, shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured to Yahweh, to Jehovah, for a nesek, a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at Erev, at the evening, as the meal offering, like the meal offering, the minka of the boker of the morning, and as the nesek, the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it a sacrifice made by Aish, by fire, of a sweet savor to Yahweh, to Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two-tenths deals of flour for a minka, a meal offering mingled with oil, and the nesek, the drink offering thereof. This is the olah, the burnt offering, mikat el mesuayit, of every Shabbat, of every senbet, of every Sabbath. Beside the continual itinual olah and his nesek drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, chodashim, your moons, new months, ye all shall offer a burnt offering, an olah, to Yahweh, to Jehovah, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths deals of flour for a minka, a meal offering, mingled with oil, for one bullock, and two-tenths deals of flour for a minka, a meal offering mingled with oil, one for one ram, and a several-tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a minka, a meal offering to one lamb, for a olah, burnt offering, of a sweet savor, a sacrifice, a korban made by Esh, fire, to Yahweh, to Jehovah. And their drink offering shall be half an hin of wine to a bullock, and the third part of a hin to a ram, and a fourth part of a hin to a lamb. This is the olah, mikatel mesuayit, the burnt offering of every month, every chodesh, every moon, throughout the chodashim, the moons, the months of the year. And one kid of the goats for a chataat, a sin offering, to Yahweh, to he who be, shall be offered beside the continual itinual burnt offering, the olah tamid, and his drink offering, his nesek. Here, the reading here, corresponding with the Chodesh Tevet, the new moon, the new month. Here, moving forward to the offering for this Chanukah, according to the spirit and truth of the word. Here, day six, we pick up with Numbers chapter 7 at verse 42 to 47. Here. On the sixth day, Eli Asaf, the son of Deuel, prince of the children of God, offered. His offering was one silver charge of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after hashekel, the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with shemen, with oil for a mincha, a meal offering. One golden spoon of tenshek leans full of incense of Ishans. One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a olah, a mikatel meswat, a burnt ascension offering. One kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, an akri offering. And for a sacrifice of shelamim, peace offerings, dechinet for denna, for well-being offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear the word sound. The word sound here for day six of the Hanukkah, the festival, the feast of lights, the Maccabee fighting Isla Day. Hear, hear, hear. Word of invocation. Yes, I.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
When I say more, you say fire, more
fire.
King Celestia is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalunja passing through. So much love to all my friends. All the bad man they become myself. Almost I rise up. Thy power and come among us. And with great might and secure us. That we are true.
When I say more, you say fire, more
fire.
And right here, 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 just in tune with the fire offering, right here, 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 may Jah accept the fire offering, I and I, Yisrael, Rastafari. Here we have Job Come On featuring Ninja Man. Tune right here, Fire Blaze.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the All Nation. Jabka Man. Alongside Ninja Man. Beatable and one. Dance the ball, dance and go. This is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Sure,
every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, test the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song. Tell the Lord, I'm lighten him my salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus Christ is the dirt that fear I stand. And all the wrong are thinking son. Jah come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Jah come on, alongside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Kaya don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad silence, they pull up selector. We don't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Jah come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter, hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen to Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with me, I go balls. Fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with me, you understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fun.
fornication. Burn Babylon now with them contention. Burn Babylon now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Who feeds it? What did they tell them all?
We keep the fire blazing.
Rising, Peter, rising.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart and blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. With them I see Babylon man take the earth from the me. With the sound I come from east and west, and with the summer I come from north and south.
Yes, I am Maccabee fighting Isla Days, resisting the simulation, and here in the season. Nuff, nuff, nuff. Would be a simulation coming forward, and it's good that the Hanukkah focusing on the light, the inner light, keeping it lit here in the season, the winter moons. A time of so much temptation as in the days of Maccabee.
Yeah, me now. Fireball the whole of the fireball.
Make Babylon catch fire. Yes, sir.
I wanna put this song for life. You wanna love block people. I'm gonna say you're the provider for that, the Almighty. Rastafari live on the main and the outer part flesh. Kalonji, boom, get to place the fire and desire. Don't open your eyes, you better be wise. You don't know how, get to place the fire and desire. Yo, bring the cool, you live in the city, I'm gonna show you. Oh, can I lift the brave man ball? Life is run more than gold. What does it gain to come in the world and lose your soul? Kalonji, tell them no brave man ball. Life is run more than gold. Planted, yo, I'm blasting the tree by the river that planted, yo.
be Bible. Shout up to sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by the be Bible. Shout up to sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked that go crumble. Be Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
We're here in the reading from the Maccabees, Maccabees, book 4, right here. And I have Ras Hezekiah on the read, right here. Here from the 6th chapter of the 4th book of Maccabees, here for day 6.
This reading will be 4 Maccabees, chapter 6, brotherly bonds and a mother's love. And when this one also died a blessed death, being cast into the cauldron, the 7th son, the youngest of them all, came forward. But the tyrant, although fiercely exasperated by his brethren, felt pity for the boy, and seeing him there already bound, he had him brought near, and sought to persuade him, saying, Thou seest the end of the folly of thy brethren, for through their disobedience they have been racked to death. Thou too, if thou dost not obey, will thyself also be miserably tortured and put to death before thy time. But if thou dost obey, thou shalt be my friend, and thou shalt be advanced to high office in the business of the kingdom. And while thus appealing to him, he sent for the boy's mother, in order that in her sorrow for the loss of so many sons, she might urge the survivor to obey and be saved. But the mother, speaking in the Hebrew tongue, as I shall tell later on, encouraged the boy, and he said to the guard, Loose me, that I may speak to the king and to all his friends with him. And they, rejoicing at the boy's request, made haste to loose him. And running up to the red-hot brazier, O impious tyrant, he cried, and most ungodly of all sinners, art thou not ashamed to take thy blessings and thy kingship at the hands of God, and to slay his servants and torture the followers of righteousness? For which things the divine justice delivers thee to a more rapid and an eternal fire, and torments which shall not leave hold on thee to all eternity. Art thou not ashamed, being a man, O wretch with the heart of a wild beast, to take men of like feelings with thyself, made from the same elements, and tear out their tongues, and scourge and torture them in this manner? But while they have fulfilled their righteousness towards God in their noble death, thou shalt miserably cry, Woe is met for thy unjust slain of the champions of virtue. And then, standing on the brink of death, he said, I am no renegade to the witness borne by my brethren, and I call upon the God of my fathers to be merciful to my nation. And thee will he punish both in the present life and after that thou art dead. And with this prayer he cast himself into the red-hot brazier, and so gave up the ghost. If therefore the 7 brethren despise the torture even to the death, it is universally proved that the inspired reason is supreme Lord over the passions. For if they had yielded to their passions or sufferings and eaten unclean meat, we should have said that they had been conquered thereby. But in this camp it was not so. On the contrary, by their reason, which was commended in the sight of God, they rose superior to their passions. And it is impossible to deny the supremacy of the mind, for they won the victory over their passions and their pain. How can we do otherwise than admit right reason's mastery over passion with these men who shrank not before the agonies of burning? For even as towers on harbor moles repulse the assaults of the waves and offer a calm entrance to those entering the haven, so the 7-towered right reason of the youth defended the haven of righteousness, and repulsed the constituents of the passions. They formed a holy choir of righteousness as they cheered one another on, saying, "Let us die like brothers, O brethren, for the law. Let us imitate the three children at the Assyrian court who despised the same ordeal of the furnace. Let us not turn cravens before the proof of righteousness." And one said, "Brother, be of good cheer," and another, "Bear it out nobly," and another, recalling the past, "Remember of what stock ye are, and at whose father hand Isaac for righteousness' sake yielded himself to be a sacrifice." And each and all of them together, looking at each other, brightly and very boldly said, "With the whole heart will we consecrate ourselves to God, who gave us our souls, and let us lend our bodies to the keeping of the law. Let us not fear him who thinketh he kills, for a great struggle and peril of the soul awaits in eternal torment those who transgress the ordinance of God. Let us then arm ourselves with divine reasons, mastery of the passions. After this, our passion, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, shall receive us, and all our forefathers shall praise us." And to each separate one of the brothers, as they were dragged off, those who turned was yet to come, said, "Do not disgrace us, brother, nor be false to our brethren already dead. You are not ignorant of the love of brethren, whereof the divine and all-wise providence have given an inheritance to those who are begotten through their fathers, implanting it in them even through the mother's womb, wherein brethren do dwell the like period, and take there from during the same time, and are nourished from the same blood, and are quickened with the same soul, and are brought into the world after the same space, and they draw milk from the same founts, whereby their fraternal souls are nursed together in arms at the breast, and they are knit yet closer through a common nurture and daily companionship and other education, and through our discipline under the law of God. The feeling of brotherly love being thus naturally strong, the seven brethren had their mutual concord made yet stronger. For trained in the same law and disciplined in the same virtues, and brought up together in the upright life, they loved one another the more abundantly. Their common zeal for moral beauty and goodness heightened their mutual concord, for in conjunction with their piety, it rendered their brotherly love more fervent. But though nature, companionship, and their virtuous disposition increased the ardor of their brotherly love, nevertheless, the surviving sons, through their religion, supported the sight of their brethren, who were on the rack, being tortured to death. Nay more, they even encouraged them to face the agony, so as not only to despise their own tortures, but also to conquer their passion of brotherly affection for their brethren. Reasoning minds more kingly than kings, than freemen more free, of the harmony of the seven brethren, holy and well attuned to the keynote of piety. None of the seven youths turned coward, none shrunk in the face of death, but all hastened to the death by torture as if running the road to immortality. For as hands and feet move in harmony with the promptings of the soul, so those holy youths, as if prompted by the immortal soul of religion, went in harmony to death for its sake. Oh, all holy sevenfold companionship of brethren in harmony. For as the 7 days of the creation of the world do enring religion, so did the youth choir like enring their sevenfold companionship, and made the terror of the tortures of no account. We now shudder when we hear of the suffering of those youths. But they, not only seeing it with their eyes, nor merely hearing the spoken, imminent threat, but actually feeling the pangs, endured it through, and that in the torture by fire, than which what greater agony can be found? For sharp and stringent is the power of fire, and swiftly did it bring their bodies to dissolution. And think it not wonderful if with those men reason triumphed over the tortures, when even a woman's soul despised a yet greater diversity of pain. For the mother of the seven youths endured torments inflicted on each several one of her children. But consider how manifold are the yearnings of a mother's heart, so that her feeling for her offspring becomes the center of her whole world. And indeed, here even the irrational animals have for their young an affection and love similar to men's. For example, among the birds, the tame ones sheltering under our roofs defend their nestlings, and those that nest upon the mountaintops and in the rock clefts and in the holes of trees and in the branches and hatch their young there do also drive away the intruder. And then, if they be unable to drive him away, they flutter around the nestlings in a passion of love, calling to them in their own speech, and they give succor to their younger ones in whatever fashion they can. And what need have we of examples of the love of offspring among irrational animals, when even the bees, about the season of the making of the comb, fend off intruders and stab with their sting, as with a sword, those who approach their brood and do battle against them even to the death. But she, the mother of those young men, with a soul like Abraham, was not moved from her purpose by her affection for her children. That's the conclusion of 4 Maccabees, chapter 6. Give thanks and praise. See you here, the MMS again. Alright.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Keep the fire burning. Boy, yo, yo, yo. Really and true light. This is my boy, yo, yo.
Yes, yes, yes. A modern classic right there. Linval Thompson with Spin Them, or in the Hebrew, modern Hebrew, Sivavon. Sivavon, Sivavon, Sivavon. Spin Them, O Jaja. From the Temple Rockers, the Festival of Lights album. Check it out, check it out. Also the dub right here, here, here. And here, for the sixth day, we have the New Covenant reading and feeding right here. Israelites, yes, I.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
The Brit Chadashah Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for Hag Hanukkah, the Feast of Libation, from John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7, John chapter 10, verse 22 through 39. The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt, if thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe, that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael. Shabbat Hanukkah, said on the Sabbath of Hanukkah, Shabbat Hanukkah. Al Hanisim wa Al Hapurkan wa Al Hagvrot wa Al Ha Teshuota wa Al Ha Milchamot She'asita Lavotenu Bayamim Ha'em Bazman Hazeh. We, I and I, thank thee, I, for the miracles, for the redemption, for the mighty deeds and saving acts wrought by thee, I, as well as for the wars which thou, the I, didst wage for our fathers, our patriarchs, in days of old at this season. Allah Nisim. We thank thee for the miracles, Al-Hanisim, for the miracles, with Al-Hapurkan, for the redemption, with Al-Hagburot, for the mighty deeds, with Al-Hateshuot, and saving acts. With Allah Milchamota She'asita, brought by the eye, as well as for the wars which thou didst wage, La Evotenu, for our fathers, Bayamin, in the days Hahem, Bazman Hazeh, in the days of old at this season, in the days of Hasmonean Mattathias, son of Yohanan, the high priest, and his sons, when the iniquitous power of the Gracchoi of Greece rose up against Nika Yisrael, against the high people Yisrael, to make them forgetful of Torateka, of I Torah, I's direction, instruction, I's teaching, and to force them to transgress the statutes of thy will. Then didst thou, the I, in thine abundant mercy, rise up for them in the time and the hour of their trouble. Thou, the I, didst plead their cause. Thou didst judge their suit. Thou didst avenge their wrong. Thou, the I, deliverest the strong into the hands of the weak, the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the pure, the wicked, the ratchet into the hands of the righteous, and the arrogant into the hands of them that occupy themselves with the Torah Teka, with the I Torah, I's direction, instruction, I teaching. For thyself, the I self, thou, the I, didst make a great and holy and island name in thy world. And for Amika Yisrael, thou, the I, didst walk, this work of a great deliverance, a great deliverance and redemption as at this day. And thereupon thy children, thy sons, came into the oracle of Beitika, of the I Beit, thy house. Cleanse thy temple, purify thy sanctuary, kindle lights in thy holy courts, thy eyeless set apart courts, and appoint these 8 days of Hanukkah in order to give thanks and praises to thy great name. Ulahalel Lishimika Hagadol. Therefore, the Shabbat Hanukkah, Al Hanisim wa Al Hapurkan wa Al Hagibrota wa Al Hatashuota wa Al Hamilchamota Shaasita La Avotenu Bayamin Hahem.
Bazaman Hazeh, we thank the eye, Al-Hanseen, for the miracles, wa Al-Ha-Purkan, and for the redemption, wa Al-Ha-Gburot, and for the mighty deeds, wa Al-Ha-Tashuot, and saving acts. Wa'alha milchamot ha'sita wrought by the eye, as well as for the wars which thou didst wage, la avotenu, for our fathers, by yamin, in the days, hahem, in them days, bazaman hazeh, at this season, Ba Zaman Hazeh.
Thank you. Rastafari liveth. Last year I liveth and reigned in the hearts of all men forever.
And hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pe Zain, Mizmor Pe Zain, Psalm 87, Psalm LXXXVII, Psalm 87, Mizmor Pe Zain, Mizmor Pe Zain, a psalm of the sons of Korah. A song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the houses of Jacob. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 87, verses 1 to 2. Livnei Korach, Mizmor Shir. Yesudato de Harere Kodesh. Ohe Yahweh Sha'ere Tzion Mikol Mia Shekinot Yaakov. A song of the sons of Korah. Libnei Korach Mizmor. A psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation, Isis, mizmor. A psalm of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korach, mizmor. A psalm, shir, a psalm, shir. His foundation is in the holy mountain. Yesudato Bihare Kodesh, his foundation. Yesudato, his foundation. Bihare, Hare, in the mountain. Kodesh, holy, in the holy mountain. Yesudato Bihare Kodesh. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion. Ohe Yehoah Sha'ere Tzion. He who be who he be loveth. Ohe Yehoah. Ohe Yehoah. Ohe Yehoah. Sha'ere. Gates of Sha'arei Zion, Sha'arei Zion, more than all, Mikol, Mikol, more than all, from all, Mikol, Mishikanot, the dwellings, Mishikanot, Yaakov, more than all, the dwellings of Jacob. Libnei Korach, Mizmor, Shir, Yesudato, Bihare, Kodesh, Ohe, Yehoah, Sha'ere, Tzion, Mikola, Mia, Shekinota, Yaakov. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, loves more than all the houses of prayer in the world, those gates noted for decisions on law, for decisions on law on Torah, rendered therein by scholars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more than all the houses of prayer in the world, those gates noted for decisions on law, rendered therein by scholars. And here, a midrash note here on Mizmor Pe Zain. Pe Zain, Pe Zain. Psalm 87 here, the midrash note. The commentator derives the word Zion in the Hebrew Zion from Siyang, 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 to mark, to make prominent, Siyang, and interprets Gates of Zion, interprets Sha'erei Siyon, Gates of Zion as, quote, gates noted as seats of judgment, wherein scholars rendered decisions in matters of law. Glorious things are spoken of thee, Di, O city of God. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Pezain, Pezain, Psalm 87, hear Hebraically, the Gimel, the third verse, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Niyaka Badot, Nidu Bar, Bak, Ira, Ha Elohim, Selah. Glorious things are spoken of thee, I. Niyaka Badot, Nikabadota, Nidubar Bak, O city, Ir, Ir, O city of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ir Ha Elohim, Selah. These words, Eileh Adibarim, these words, here, 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 are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11, that reads, O thou poor, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. O thou poor, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Eniya so'era lo nuchama, O thou afflicted, poor, O thou poor, O thou afflicted, Eniya so'era, tossed with tempest, Eniya so'era, and not comforted, lo nuchama. Niya so'era, lo nuchama, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. When is the city of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God, Po? When is the city of God poor? Rav Yitzchak, Isaac said, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites are poor, are poor in good works. When the Bnei Yisrael, when the children of Israel are poor in good works. When is the city of God, the city of Ha Elohim, so'era, tossed with tempest? When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites are tossed about in the world. So'era, so'era, so'era means tossed with tempest. So'era, so'era means tossed with tempest. For its stem has this sense in the verse, according to Jonah, according to Jonah chapter 1 verse 4, there was a mighty tempest, Sa'ar, 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 in the sea. There was a mighty tempest, Sa'ar, in the sea. Vayehi Sa'ar Gadol Bayam. There was a mighty tempest in the sea. Vayehi Sa'ar Gadol Bayam. And not comforted? Lo Nuchama. Lo Nuchama. And not comforted. Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim said to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. though I chastise thee in this world, in the eight, in the zaman labo, hazaman labo, in the time to come, behold, I will set thy stone in fear colors and lay thy foundation with sapphire. Hear, Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11, the B part. So, Hael, the true good Hael, Hael Elohim said to Yerushalayim, though I chastise thee, thee in this world, in the time to come. Ne anoki ma rebitza bapuka a vinaik via sadik ba sapiri. Behold, ne I anoki will set thy stones in fear colors. Ma rebitza bapuka a vinaik. Abanayik, I will set thy stones in fair colors and lay thy foundations. We are sadik with sapphires. Ba saparim, ne anoki, ma revita bapuka abanayik. We are sadika ba sapri. And here, Midrash note on time to come, the eighth, the hazaman labo, the time to come. Quote, though I chastise thee in this world, in the time to come, in the eighth, in hazaman labo, in the time to come. So reads the P.E., the print edition. Within the time to come, bazaman alabo, bakate, in the time to come. This is interpolated by Padua. Some say the ET, the edited text here, is unintelligible. So, hear. Ha'elohim. Ha'el said to Yerushalayim, though I chastise thee in this world, in the time to come, behold, I will set thy stones in fair colors and lay thy foundation with sapphires. By fair colors, by the words fair colors, bapuk, in fair colors, bapuk, puk, fair colors, is meant fast colors made of antimony, antimony, puk, in the Hebrew, puk, antimony, stibium, black paint, eye cosmetics, dye, stibium, for the eyes, bapuk, by bapuk, by puk, fear colors is meant fast colors made of antimony. As for sapphires, ba saparim, by sapphires, it is said that a man bought a sapphire and stipulated with the seller that he wished to test it. He laid the sapphire on an anvil and struck it with a hammer, and the hammer split and the anvil broke, but the sapphire was not broken. And luminaries to give thee light, I shall make of kadkod. Hear, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 12. Vitsamti kadkoda shima shotayich, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies, or, and luminaries to give thee light, I shall make of Kadkod, Kadkod, with Samati, Kadkod, Shima Shotayich, Ra Berkayu, Berkaya taught in the name of Rab Abba Bar Kahana. As to the meaning of Kadkod, two angels in heaven, Mikael and Gabriel, they differ. But some maintain that Ra Berkayu taught it was two Amoraim of the West, namely Yehuda and Hezekiah, the sons of Rab Chiya, who differed. One of them saying that Kadkod means onyx, and the other that it means jasper. Whereupon HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared, it will be as this one says, and as that one says. So here, two notes, Midrash notes, two notes, notes on Kadkod. Precious stones would thus make the place of the sun in illuminating Yerushalayim in messianic times. Precious stones would thus, like this, take the place of the sun. Precious stones would, like this, thus take the place of the sun in illuminating Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, in messianic times, in the times of the Messiah. Here, refer to the Pesikta Rabati, also to legends in the Yehudi version, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies with samti kadkoda shima shotayich, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies. The word shin meim shin, we have shim shotayich, shemesh shin. May, however, mean sun, as in Shemesh, sun, as well as battlement, or it can mean pinnacle. So the Hebraic root, the sheen, the maim or meme, and the sheen may mean Shemesh, sun, as well as battlement, or pinnacle. And here, the next note, Midrash note on Kadkod, can be read as the Aramaic Kadkad, meaning this one and that one. So the word Kadkod in the Aramaic, Kadkad, means this one and that one, Kadkad. Hence, here, luminaries to give thee light, I shall make of Kadkod, luminaries to give thee light. Now, also here in Yeshayahu, here, he who be, who he be, is speaking, the thee, the thy, he's speaking to she, with samati, kadkod, shim shotayik, luminaries to give thee, speaking to she, light, I shall make of kadkod, with samati, kadkod, shim shotayik, and thy gates of stones of carbuncle. Continuing here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, the next verse, and thy gates, and thy gates of carbuncle, and thy gates of stones of carbuncle. Ua she'arayich le'avnei ekedach, and thy gates of stones. Ua she'arayich le'avnei of carbuncles ekedach, ekedach. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Samuel bar Isaac, the great gate in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, together with its two wickets, will be of one carbuncle. While Rav Yohanan was interpreting the phrase, and thy gates of stones hollowed out, while Rav Yohanan was interpreting the verse as reading, and thy gates of stones hollowed out, O she'arayich le'avnei ekedach, as meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring gems and pearls hollowed out to a space of 10 by 20 cubits and set them up as the gates of Yerushalayim, the gates of Jerusalem. A certain disciple, a certain Talmid, a certain Deka Mezmor disciple sneered and said, if gems and pearls even as large as a dove's eggs cannot be found, can any large enough for gates be found? And here the Midrash notes on the words and interpretation of Rav Yohanan. Rav Yohanan derives the Kof, the Dalet, and the Chet. The Kof, the Dalet, and the Chet, as we have it in this word right here, ekedacha, the ekedacha, the root of ekedach, ekedach, the kadach, the kadach, the kof, the dalet, and the chet. He derives the root of ekedach, ekedach, from kadacha, kadach, in the sense of kindle, kindle, kadach, in the sense of kindle, hence, quote, carbuncle. But from the other sense of kadach, namely, bore, to chisel, or to hollow out. Thus, from the root, there's two senses here, Hebraically. There's a sense of kindle in kadach, and the other sense of kadach, namely to bore or to chisel or to hollow out. So here, a certain disciple, a certain Talmid, a certain Deka Mezmor, a certain disciple sneered and said, if gems and pearls even as large as a dove's egg cannot be found, can any large enough for gates be found? In the course of time, the ship of this disciple, the ship of this Talmid, the ship of this Deka Mezmor sailed in the sea, and he beheld ministering angels soaring gems and pearls and hollowing out in them a space of 10 by 20 cubits. He asked, what are these for? The ministering angels, replied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will set up these gems and pearls as the gates of Yerushalayim, as the gates of Jerusalem. when Hatalmid, when Mesmuru, when the disciple came back and again saw Rav Yohanan expounding, he said to him, "Oh Rebbe, Rebbe, Rabban, oh Master, expound away. It is fitting that thou, the eye, shouldest expound, since that which thou didst describe, I have indeed beheld." Rav Yohanan said to him, "Wretch, wretch, if thou hadst not beheld, thou, the eye, wouldest not have believed, and wouldest still sneer at the words of the sages." Rav Yohanan fixed his eyes on HaTalmid, on the Talmid, the disciple, on the Dek HaMezmor, and the disciple, the Dek HaMezmor, the Talmid became a heap of bones. Rav Pinchas Phineas Ha Kohen Bar Chama, Rav Phineas, the priest, Bar Chama said, "It happened that a pious man in the course of his travels was wondering about this matter and asking, 'Is it possible for a large gate and its two wickets to be of one stone?' When he beheld one such stone rise up out of the sea, hence, hear, 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 and thy gates of stones hollowed out." Ua she'areich le'avnei ekadach, and thy gates of stones. Ua she'areich le'avnei hollowed out. Ekadach, and thy gates of stones of carbuncles, and thy gates of stones hollowed out. O she'araik li'avnei ekadach, and all thy borders of precious stones. Hear, hear, hear. Yeshayahu, Messiah, Isaiah chapter 54, the last part of verse 12, that reads, "And all thy borders of precious stones." V'kola givulek le'avnei chefet, and all thy borders of precious stones. V'kola givulek le'avnei chefet. Rav Binyamin Bar Leui, Rav Benjamin Bar Levi said, "In this world, the boundaries of men's fields are marked with cistus. And here, a midrash note. And here, a midrash note. Cistus, C-I-S-T-U-S, cistus. Cistus, a shrubby plant with deep and straight roots, used for hedges to mark boundaries." Cistus, a shrubby plant with deep and straight roots, used for hedges to mark boundaries. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Binyamin Bar Lewi, Rav Benjamin Bar Levi said, "In this world, the boundaries of men's fields are marked with cistus. But in Hazamana Labo, in the time to come in the case, all thy borders of precious stones." Wakola Gbulaik Le'avnei Chefet, all thy borders of precious stones. That is, the boundaries will be marked with gems. Rav Yudan said, "In the time to come, in Zemana Labo, in the age, the time, the eye was to come. If a man be owed 2 gold coins by another, by an other, he will say to him, let us go, make I and I go to Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah. And when they come to Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah, the debtor will say, what do I owe thee? Is it gold? Go to, take it from the dust, right here. For in Hazaman Labo, in the time that I were to come and decay, gold and silver will be like dust before Mashiach HaMelech, before the Negus Messiah, before the King Messiah. As it is said, even in Psalm 147, verse 14, Hebraically, thy borders shall make peace. Thy borders shall make peace. Hasama gevulek shalom. He maketh thy borders peace. Hasam gevulek shalom. And here a midrash note, the borders then being made of gems. Some say perhaps the commentator interpreted shalom, peace, here in Psalm 147, Hebraically the 14th verse, Mizmor Kof Mein Zayin, in Psalm CXLVII, in Psalm 147 verse 14 that reads, Hasam Gibulaik Shalom. Perhaps the commentator interpreted shalom, peace, as shalom, shalom, payment. Shalom, Hebraically peace, being interpreted as shalom, shalom, payment. Making the verse read, he, speaking of Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, Ha'el, true good, true God, he maketh thy borders into payment. He maketh thy borders into payment. Hasam Gebulek Shalom. He maketh thy borders into payment. I.e., and that's to say, he makes the very earth of the Holy Land serve as money. He makes the very earth of the holy, the island, the set apart land serve as money. Hence, here, the B'nai Korach, Yekorah Lejoch, the sons of Korach, said to Ha'el, Ha'el, true good, true God, to Ha'el Lohim, when thou, the I, bringest such things about, when thou, the I, bringest such things about, hear, Midrash note, so reads the P.E., the print edition, the E.T., the edited text reads, when it will be thus, when it will be like this, we shall sing songs and songs. We, I and I, shall sing songs and songs and chant to thee, to the I. Hence, hear, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song, when his foundations will be in the holy mountains. Livne Korach Mizmor Shir. Yisudato Bihare Odesh, a psalm, Mizmor, of the sons of Korah. Libne Korach Mizmor, a psalm, Shir, when his foundation, Yisudato, Yesod, Yisudato, when his foundation will be in the holy mountains. Yisudato Bihare Kodesh. A different comment on his foundation is in the holy, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle of Mountains. Yisudato Bihare Kodesh. Yisudato Bihare Kodesh. This means that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is the foundation, the Yesod, 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 the foundation of the world, by virtue of two holy mountains, by virtue of two islands set apart, sanctified mountains, Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai, and Mount Moriah. And here, Midrash note, Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, Mount Sinai plucked itself out of Mount Moriah. Here, refer to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 68.9, also Psalm 68, and the note, the 16th note. Rav Finchas, Phineas, Pinchas said in the name of Rav Reuven, Reuben, there will come a time when HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will bring Sinai, Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and put Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, on top of them. As is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Nahona Yehihar Betioa, that the mountain of He Who Be Who He Be's house, Jehovah's house, shall be established, Birosh Heharim, established as the top of the mountain. Nakona Yehihar Betioa Birosh Heharim, that the mountains of Jah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. Nakon, established, Yehiyeh, will be, Nakon, Yehiyeh, Har, mountain, Beit, house, Yehovah, Jehovah, Nakon, Yehiyeh, Har, Beit, Yehovah, as the top, the Rosh, in the Rosh, in the Ras, in the head, the Rosh of the mountains, the Rosh Hehari. Rav Chanina taught not only this, but even more, there will come a time in Iowa when the mountain of Jehovah's house will lead in the singing, and the other mountains will answer in chorus after it with songs and songs. For it is said, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 22, the Lord will establish it, Prince of the Singers. The Lord will establish it, Prince of the Singers. Uakananiyahu Sara Halaviyama Be Masa Yasara Ba Masa Kia Mevin Hu. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 22. And Hananiah, chief of the Levites, was for song. he instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Hananiah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. U-Kananiyahu, Sara, Halawiyama bi-masa, Yasara, Bam-masa, Ki-mebin-hu. And here, Midrash notes, apparently Rav Hanina, so renders the name Kananiyahu, and he finds in it an allusion to the previously cited verse, even the verse in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, that reads, Nakon yihyehar betiyowa b'rosha heharim. The mountain of he who be we be's house, the mountain of Jehovah's house, shall be established. Nakon yihyeh, shall be established. Nakon yihyeh, in the top of the mountain. B'rosh hehari, also referred to the Midrash on Psalm 36.6, where the sense seems to be slightly different. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion. Hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Pezin, Psalm 87. Hear. The bait, the second verse. Oh, hey, Yehoah, Sha'erei Zion. Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion. Oheb Yoah Sha'erei Zion. Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, has a palace in every province. But which palace is best loved by him? The palace that is in his own province. Hence, hear. Ohebioa Sha'erei Zion. Jehovah loveth the gates of Zion. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said. I love synagogues, the Knesset, and the houses of study, the Beit Midrash, the houses of study. But what do I love even more? What do I love even more? Zion, for it is my own palace. The words, glorious things are spoken of thee I, O city of God, O city of Ha Elohim. Nia kavadota me dubar bak ir Ha Elohim. Glorious things are spoken of thee. Hear, speaking to she. Ir ha'elohim. Nia kabadota midubar bak. Ir ha'elohim. These words are taken as said to Yerushalayim, said to she in the time of Hezekiah, in the Iowa of Hezekiah. Of him it is told, even in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 20, how he made the pool and the conduit and brought water into the city of Dawid. city of David. Zieta divreya chizikiao vitola givrato vasher asaeta habreka eta hat Allah vayavea eta hamayim haira halohim kotovim al sefera devreya hayamim le malki Yehuda. Here, the fuller verse, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 20. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit, and brought water into the city. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Here. We yetara divreya chizikiyao we kola gibrato wa asher asa eta habreka we eta hat Allah wa yabeya eta hamayim haira halohema kutubima al sefer divreya hayamim le malke Yehuda. But was it not said of Hezekiah, of Chizkiyahu, that he stopped the watercourse of Gihon, and prevented it from coming into the city of David, the city of David? And here, the Midrash note, compare with 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 30. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 30. Hence, here, he brought water into the city. He brought water into the city. Vayaveta hamayim ha'ira. He brought water into the city of David. He brought water into the city of David. Vayabe eta hamayim ha'ira. This must mean that Hezekiah brought system to the study of Torah, for in this verse, water, mayim, hamayim, waters, is plainly a symbol of precepts of Torah, precepts of HaTorah, of Jah's direction, instruction, of the teaching of His Majesty, as also in the verse, even the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, where it reads, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come y'all, to the waters. Hoi, kolas ame, leko lamayim. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Hoi, kolas ame. Come y'all, leko, for water, lamayim. Hoi, call it ame, leku lamayi. And in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 5, it reads, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Leku lachmu velachmi ushto beyayin masakhti. Come y'all. Leku, eat of my bread, lachmu, be lachmi, leko lachmu, be lachmi, and drink, ushto, and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Ushto, be yayina, ma sakati. What did Hezekiah, what did Hezekiah used to do? Whenever he came upon a man skilled in the systematic arrangement of traditions of the tribe, he used to bring him to the city of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. Whenever he came upon a good teacher, he would bring him to the city of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. Therefore, it is written, even in the Mashal, the Proverbs, in Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 1. These also are the Proverbs of Solomon that the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copy out. Gamel Mishlei Shlomo Asher Ha'iki Ha'etiko Ha'etiko Ansheya Chizikiah Melech Yehuda. These also Gamel are the Proverbs of Solomon, Mishlei Shlomo, that the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. Asher ha'etiku ansheya Chizkiyah melech Yehuda. Gamel Mishlei Shlomo. Asher ha'etiku ansheya Chizkiyah melech Yehuda.
You will like.